Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. God is good. Yes, He is. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His most holy name. Our God is good. Our God is loving. Our God is kind. Our God is merciful. He's patient, long-suffering, and He loves us so much. No matter what it looked like, it seemed like God does love us. And we're learning to be more and more grateful to that love that He has for us. Amen. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a remnant ministry, daughters of God called to pray. And it's tea time with Jesus and Yeshua and me and my friends. Amen. Hallelujah. We're doing things just a little different. And I know you say, well, what about the traveling cafe? That's a component. That's a part of tea time with Jesus, with Yeshua. And what we're doing, we're inviting you to have a seat at the gold table. Yes, the gold table. What is all that about? Well, the gold table, gold reminds us of the grace that's been extended to us from God through Jesus Christ. And as we come to the table, we become more and more aware of God's grace and the spiritual perfection and God the Father. We become aware of God the Father. Amen. God the Son, I'm sorry. Hallelujah, as well as God the Father. God is good. He loves us. And He has extended His love before the foundation of the world. He made preparation for us to have this grace that we now so easily receive through through Christ our Lord. Amen. The manifestation of it. He made sure at the appointed time, the set time, that we would receive it. God is good, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers. These are some interesting times that we are going through, and there are some are very painful. Not saying that the times are not painful, but some are. I lost a sister-in-law and a niece from the same house. You know, but we still have to hold on. And as Mother often says, God's will must be done. The will of God, hallelujah. His will is that we trust Him and that we remain strong in Him. And that we don't waver, and we hold on even when we can't understand. Even when we feel that He's not there. I say when we feel like He's not there, but He is ever present. We just have to take that nevertheless. And I'm not taking anything that anyone is facing lightly or being slip about it. Because as I said earlier, it is painful. Many are going through, and it just looks like it just won't stop. But there is a set time, and there is a boundary for everything. Hallelujah. And as we've read, God has given us authority over the earth. So we need to dominion over the works of His hands. But while we're going through and some are finding our way and getting a better understanding of our position in the earth and who we really are to God, hallelujah. All without a doubt, hallelujah. The power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, will sustain us and hold us and allow us to be the reflectors of heaven here on this earth. The angels, I believe we're standing God and just waiting for Jesus to say the word. And when he was on Calvary, and before he went to Calvary, while he was enduring the pain and the suffering, all he had to do was call on, hey, God, and they would have been at his beck and call, and they would have performed everything that was necessary to show the glory of God. Hallelujah. But for that cause, he came, and he got the strength that he needed from the Almighty God to sustain him while he went through for us. It was a powerful moment in time. So we thank God for all that he went through, all that he endured for us, so that we could be called children of the Most High God. I hope that made sense to some of you. Hallelujah, if not all. I love you, and God bless you. I just look forward to our time together. I just wanted to talk about, for a moment, the Lord says so, about love. Amen. How God loves us. We love him, and we say we do, but the scripture says if we love him, we'll keep his commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, commandments. And there are four kinds of love. A friend bond, a romantic love, and an unconditional God love. And empathy bond, the capacity to feel another person or feel what another person is going through. Excuse me, you can empathize, and that's a love, a friend love. So when we say, I love you, when we're saying it to a friend, that's a friend love. We can have a brotherly love, you know, sisterly love in Christ. Christ says, how would they know that you are my disciples? By the love that you show one towards another. Hallelujah. Love. That caring. When you hurt, I hurt. When you're happy, I'm happy. I rejoice crazy for me, but I can rejoice with you, and vice versa. We love one another. We care for one another. We are concerned for one another. We'll extend ourselves to each other. Amen. If you're hungry and I have, you got it. You don't have to come back tomorrow. You have it today. Yes, we don't abuse one another. We don't take one another for granted. We don't make fools out of one another or think that a person is foolish. So we turn our nose up and think that we can just do anything. That's not God's love. I say, I love you. What is it if you leave me and it's possible for me to do it? Then it's done. You may just need someone to talk to, or just need to talk and someone have a listening ear. I'm here for you. The scripture says at first, patient, love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not pride. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Mm-hmm. Listen to that. Listen to what 1 John 4:8 says. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. 1 John 4:20-21. If a man says, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. That's self-explanatory. The one there. If you love God, you love your brother also. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How about that? That's a good one. Oh, yes, it is. That's a very good one. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's just kind of fast on that and the fact that God is love. And I wanted to share this with you. Nehemiah. But before we do that, let's listen to this. 1 Timothy 2:3-4. The will of God. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who will save and to come to the knowledge of truth. That is the will of God for us. Think about it. God's will for us is that all people, not some, not just some in a certain denomination, but all people be saved and to come to a knowledge of truth. So how do we do that? That kind of leads us into Nehemiah, starting at the 8th chapter, the entire chapter. Is so full of just knowledge and what happens when we get the truth. How revival breaks out when God's people hear the word of God, given an explanation to the word of God. How about that? And given an example of how it can be applied to their life. The children of Israel had finished slavery, bondage, captivity. Then came the opportunity for them to hear the word of God. Read the word of God in their ear, in the language in which they understood. And we know that it's spoken in Hebrew and Aramaic. But they didn't take and say that, well, they don't know any better. They're not educated. They're not like us. They made sure they understood the word. They read it. Men and women, they read it to them, to the men and the women, and all who could understand. And the word of God. And it was like this. They worshiped God. Their hearts were broken when they heard word of God. Hallelujah. Revival came. Repentance comes when we give people the word of God. Not our word, but the word of God, the truth. And when God, the way of the Holy Ghost, given us understanding that we can expound on, not Trini saying, not catchy quotes, but the Word of God and the power of the Holy Ghost, the revelation of knowledge. My God, life changed. And it's not the same. Hallelujah. God is good. Oh, yes, He is. God is good. There is none like our God. Our God is indeed the only true and living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is, and His word is true. Hallelujah. That's what we need. Well, while we are here and can't do but so much, there's still time that we can spend and seek God for ourselves, that pray for our pastors and the teachers, that they seek God and hear Him, and get revelation knowledge, filled with power, Holy Ghost power, life-changing power, hallelujah, that we can walk and talk as children of the Most High God, and we demonstrate it, not just in word, but in deed. Hallelujah. And the one good thing that we can do at night, we can read a scripture before we go to sleep. And then what happens? The Word of God is in our subconscious. Hallelujah. Just storing up every opportunity we can get to store up the Word of God. Read. Ask the Holy Ghost before you even start to give you understanding. And I just want to say this. We make plans, and we love God. We obey Him. But we make plans, and then when they don't work out, we get disappointed and feel that God didn't hear us, He don't love us, and this thing and that thing. That's not true. God does love us. But we have to understand this. Jeremiah is real good with this, 29 and 11. And God says, "For I know the plans I have for you." He knows the plans that He has for us. He loves us, okay? And He knows the plans that He has for us. We're not looking for a formula how we can get God to do what we want Him to do. We're looking and seeing how we are seeking how we can please Him, because that's where our joy, that's our peace, our shalom is in pleasing Him. That our plans line up with His plans. We love Him. We keep His commandments. We do the things. We line up our will and our plans with His will and His plan. Does that make sense? So when we're doing this, we thank the Lord for the opportunity to open our eyes and see that we should present our plans to Him and see what He is saying to us about. And Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Okay? Or we show not in line with Him. Yes. God's plan prevails. That's right. Yes, it does. So I just thank the Lord for this time opening up our minds and just a few nuggets to share, that we can just take a moment in time, and give it to God. And some of us are in some places we never thought, we never could imagine that we would be in. But in spite of that, take the time, take a moment, and say, this is for God. This is from God. I don't understand. Or maybe everything, in spite of what's going on in the world, you are just having, you can't even imagine bad. Everything is so good in spite of. Be grateful and dedicate time and yourself to God even the more. Amen. Do that. But He wants you to want to spend time with Him. He wants us to seek Him in the good times and in the bad. And if you know someone who's going through so much, or just the reverse, just lift them up in prayer. So things can go so good, we can get relaxed. To relax. Amen. So let's pray, not for things to happen, problems, but that we cling to God no matter where we are, no matter the circumstances or situation. We lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways we acknowledge Him, and He's the one that will direct our path. Amen. So I thank you for joining me this morning. I just had to remind you, that was on my heart. I know we said we wanted to pray, but just wanted to share with you that God loves you, and we are to love each other. We don't need to be burning our nose up at each other and thinking we're better than one another. What in the world is this? We can't do that. We can't do that. We have to love each other. Yes, we do. We must love one another. Yes, we must. And we must trust God in all our ways. Yes, we must do that. Hallelujah. God is so good. He is a trust. He's the God that we can trust when we can't trust anyone else. That's right. I'm having some technical difficulties. Oh, okay. Good morning. We're having some technical difficulties. God is good. I say, in spite of the distractions and in spite of the issues at hand, we still gonna trust the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the time to push even harder. God is good. God is good. Yes, He is. And I love the Lord. And that, there again, there will be, and there are times in our lives when we have distractions. And the distractions can come to cause us to become frustrated and aggravated and give up, throw in the towel. Oh, I can't make this happen. It's not working. But guess what? We have to have a determination, to have that determination. No matter what, I have my God said, and I'm going to do what God called for me to do. Amen? And when we have that determination, we can go forth and it pleases God. God don't want coward soldiers. No, don't need them. And when we really think about the power that he has given us, it's not earthly power. It's divine power. It's heavenly power. When we see that God has given us and how we can use it according to his will and his way, oh my God, there's nothing. We can turn this world upside down. Yes, we can. Turn this world upside down. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, we can. I love the Lord. And you know, he loves you. He loves me. We love each other. And in that, he loves us. We love him. The world can see that he loves us. The world can see that we love him. Why? Because we're keeping his commandments. And what? We're loving each other. Hallelujah. It's just a good day. It's a good thing. Yes, it is. So we're just going to read our scriptures. You know where we're going. Our stand up. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 1:26. And God man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he him. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God created man in his own image, gave man dominion over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Can you believe? Can you believe we have no clue and how to display it and how to walk in it? But the Holy Ghost can show us how to do this. Hallelujah. I said the heavens. And the earth was finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work. Created, which God had created and made. Hallelujah. 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 Now we want to know, so many want to know, well, how did all this happen? And why are we going through all of this? You read how God told, I'll read the whole chapters 1, 2, and 3. Listen to this. And I'm just skipping about just to give you some little keys here. And when the Lord saw, when the woman saw Genesis 3 and 6, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, thou. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree thereof? I command thee that thou shouldest not eat. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thy go, and dust shall thy eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sire, and thy conceit shall thy bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I command thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Hallelujah. But God had a plan. And we lean not to our own understanding, but we are pleased to line up and work within the plan of God for our life. God had a plan. It was really a great plan, a holy plan, a righteous plan to save his children. To save his children. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He had a plan. And we've seen it manifest. Hallelujah. Bless God. A plan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And over here in Nehemiah, we see that man is messed up. But God had a plan. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's agree to the that with God's help that we're gonna lean to his and not to our own understanding, but we're gonna acknowledge him and we're gonna allow God's plan to be our plan. So we have to pray to hear his voice.
Hallelujah. And when we hear the truth, we're able to recognize it. A spirit of discernment. Yes, that's all glory. Hallelujah. That's what we want. Hallelujah. And eyes to see. And we're going to trust in his holy name. Psalm 33 and 20 says, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Hallelujah, you'll say. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah, I tell you, God is good, saints. Oh, yes, he is. God is good. Bless his holy name. I thank the Lord this morning for his mercy, his grace. I don't understand what's going on, but we're going to figure this out, work it out, and we plead the blood of Jesus over everything. Right now, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The word of God will go forth mightily. Hallelujah. We thank you, dear God. Hallelujah, for making the crooked way straight. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. We lift our hand to heaven and we bless the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never alone. Hallelujah. Oh, great is our God. And greatly to be praised. Father, we just thank you this morning. We glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, we extol you. Your most holy name. Oh, glorious God Almighty, we thank you for your kindness. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for your direction and your guidance. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you for all that you provide for us for each and every day. Almighty God, wisdom, help us for the day. Every decision that we will have to make or be faced with, God, we thank you. We lay it on the table before you on the altar. And we ask that you lead us and guide us at the appointed time. Give us the mindset, the heart set, and open our mouth and fill it with words that we will say, God, what you would have us to say, that we will walk, mighty God, the way that you would have us to walk. Hallelujah. We thank you for your love and your kindness surrounding us, overflowing us, in us, flowing through us, almighty God, and enfolding us, almighty God, that we can love those who would despitefully misuse us, and we can pray for them, almighty God, with sincerity, God. We can walk with authority, not to be abusive, but kind and loving, almighty God. Thank you that we are the salt of the earth. Oh, God, we are the light of the world, almighty God. You'll say, fill us, almighty God, with your word. Give us understanding. And as we read and hear your word, oh, great God, almighty, hallelujah, give us the understanding, God. Hallelujah, let it come alive. For your word is alive. Let it come alive in us, almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We ask that you bless everyone, touch every need, almighty God. Nothing is too hard for you, holy God. Nothing. Holy Father, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Bless your name, almighty God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you now, Almighty God. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Glorious Father, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. 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 Glorious God, Almighty. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We will bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord make his face to shine on the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. We have had some technical difficulties this morning, but we're still not going to be discouraged. We're just going to bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't have a clue as to what happened or why it happened, but we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, now to him that is able to keep us from stumbling and you won't fall, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you, my sisters and my brothers. We will have to do this perhaps again tomorrow. But nevertheless, we persevere. God loves you. I love you. Go in peace. Go in joy. Knowing God got it. Amen.